Okay, today's daf is Maaser Sheni, daf Yutes 19, here in Maseches Maaser Sheni, as we continue here in the second parak Maaser Sheni Nitan, Lachila, Shusia, Ule, Sicha. So we are up to the two dots on the bottom of Yud Ches Mabez, but just one har, I said I would start off. There's always one thing to talk about from the previous daf, so today it's about dreams. Remember we said that Reb Zeira said, I had a dream last night, and I was giving my good friend, Ula Bar Shmuel, Yishmael, a great piece of juicy, delicious meat. And that was really a message and a mashal that he was giving him a great Dvar Torah the next day. And that was what was delicious. Then we spoke yesterday about the Hana'ah related to Talmud Torah, Abavir Menahar, and the Eglay and the Eglay Tab. What about dreams in general, the significance of dreams? There are many chazals that talk about on both sides of the issue, whether dreams have some significance, they teach us a message. The Gemara Brachas has dafim that go about, talk about the significance of dreams, holichachra pitaro, and it depends on how they're interpreted. There was even one evil man that gave better interpretations based on how much you paid him, and he met a terrible demise, again, deserving, because he gave different interpretations to different people. But in terms of halacha, it's interesting, would dreams influence halacha? So there are some stories that are told over about dreams. They say the Chassam Sofer paskind we'll come back to that if there's time. Because really, this sugya doesn't only have to do with dreams, it has to do with any type of heavenly intervention regarding dreams is one of them. But what about Baskol, right? Lo Bashamayim hi. What about other Simanim min Hashamayim? Right? All of these are separate, you know, but Nevua. What about Nevua? And psak halacha. So all these are different, but they're all within, under the same framework. That's the story of the Chassam Sofer is about to say it's not dreams. The Chassam Sofer once paskin that a shenas keva takes the place of 6 hours. If somebody sleeps a shenas keva at night, that even if they had less than 6 hours between fleshiks and milchiks, they don't have to wait because they slept a shenas keva. And that's the psak that he supposedly gave. And then that night, whatever, you have to get the psak, he went to sleep and he slept for less than 6 hours. And he woke up and he poured himself a cup of coffee and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a simim min hashamayim. So how do you finish the story? To change his psak or to re-research the sugya and then he came back to a different conclusion? Right? There are different stories like that. But there are actual sources in Shas regarding the issue of dreams. The Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, where the Gemara discusses somebody has a dream, and in the dream, Amar Lahen V'chulu. Where's the start from? Hare Shaya Mitzara Moshe Niachloa Aviv. He knows his father left him a big treasure. His father left him a big treasure. Uba Baal HaChalom. And the Baal HaChalom came. Who's the Baal HaChalom? Rashi, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed. Sar Hamare Chalomos Balayla. There is an angel in charge of dreams. And basically, he dreamed. He dreamed during the night. And Va'amarlo, Kach V'kachid Mo'akam Plonihem. And he says, oh, the money is buried under the tree in the backyard. But you should know, Shel Maaser Sheni Hein. It's Maaser Sheni money. So it's there, but it's Maaser Sheni money. So this is in Yonah Dioma. Maaser Sheni. What does the halacha say? Zaya Maisa. What happened? He went out and he found the treasure in the backyard. Guess what? He could keep it, and he doesn't have to assume it's Maaser Sheni. V'yamru divrei chalomos lomalav lomoridin. Right? Dreams are dreams. You don't have to worry about dreams. Even though it was mamash there. It's in the same spot where the dream said, you don't have to assume it's Maaser Sheni, because divrei chalomos lomalav lomoridin, it does not change, affect psak. If you look in the Hagos Ashri, this is quoted, in Avodah Zarah, on the Rosh in the end of the second parak. So there they talk about a barbuta fish. A barbuta type of fish. They weren't sure if it was kosher or not. So the story goes, the Agadah Shri quotes the Rashbam, who quotes his grandfather, Rashi, right? Dahainu dag tohor shekorin barbuta. Reb Yehuda chassid amar, kol mi sheyochal barbuta lo yizke lechol of yasan. Wow. Right, if you eat the barbuta, you're not going to be zochah to eat from the levyasan. Upam achas itiru Rabbeinu Ephraim. One time, Rabbeinu Ephraim gave a psak that you could eat the barbuta fish. The amru lo bachalom shehiter shratzim. I like to embellish this with, and he had a dream that he was a waiter in a restaurant that he was serving, and all of a sudden he took that cover off of the tray and he serves them, and it's shratzim, and he gives them shratzim, and he wakes up in a sweat. V'chazar bo v'asro. So So it seems like he like took that as a sim in that dream that, you know, it's something to be stay away from, and it's not it's not something that it is something that should be mashpia. So again, it's a question about how you take dreams. You know, we're very moved by dreams, but again, dreams are outside of the world of reality, and dreams are connected to. There's a line in the Rambam. There's a line in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, I think it is, where the Rambam says, you know, you only dream something connected to reality, even if it's not reality. And the Rambam has a line there, 800 years ago. He says, just like nobody would ever dream about flying through the air to the other side of the world in a metal pipe. The Rambam says, nobody would ever think such a thing because, you know, that's so beyond the world of reality. I guess 800 years later, you know, it is somewhat realistic to fly through the air in a metal pipe to the other side of the world. But this is the sugya of dreams. But again, it relates to a larger issue of not just dreams, but it has to do with other type of heavenly intervention, other type of simanim. What about nevuah? We spoke a couple of weeks ago about Eliyahu Navi, right? Dav Gimel and Brachas, Eliyahu Navi giving messages. And we say that that won't affect Psak. It could maybe tell Metzius, Yaniach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu type of Lashon, but it won't affect Psak. That's in terms of a little bit about dreams. Okay, let's continue to where we are. One more. I'm sorry, I forgot. One more. I saw the Sefer. I'm like, oh, Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya in the Hakdama to the second volume of Taras Abayas. That's his Seder Sfarim on Nida. So in the Hakdama to the second volume. So he talks about, Ezkera Yamim Mikedem, Im Levavi Asicha, V'ala B'machshava Lefanai, L'ma'et B'hofa Osi B'rabim, K'dei L'hispaser Yoter B'arichas Kol Chibur Esher Yimi B'ksuvim. I thought he was so involved in Sarchi Tzibur, Rav Avadya. So he thought maybe he should pull back and spend more time writing his farm. Ki masai esek amanochi lebesi, v'inani li mili, v'rayoni al mishkavi saliku. So what happened? I fell asleep on my sefer. And I had a dream. Bachalomi balayla hahu, ra'isi esagon of Yosef Chaim. He saw the Ben Ish Chai in his dream. He saw the Ben Yoyada in his dream. Asher bolavaker bebesi. He came to visit. Upanav me'iroz kizohar hachama, and his face was shining. Nichnas lecheder asifriyah, he came into my library. V'his yashil v'yad ha'shulchan. V'ra lefanav echad mi'chibirai. He saw in front, on my desk, he saw one of my svarim. Kim dumani, chuvis yabia omer. I think it was a yabia omer. V'hizchil la'ayin bo achas heina v'achas heina. He starts looking at it. U'kishasiyeh mamar, tov ma'od. He gave me a haskama. V'shalosi, haimani mamshi. I asked him this kasha. I have so many svarim to write. What should I do? Ana dodi va'amar li v'sever panim yafas. He said to me, "Tov asher tochas bazeh v'gam mizeh al tanach yodecha." Keep doing both. Ki yesh nachas ruach ma'od lefnei Hashem yisbarach bezikui harabim kishashomrim divrei Torah u'musar v'chozer b'tshuva. When you go out and inspire people, Hashem has tremendous nachas from that. And therefore, don't stop doing what you're doing. V'kol achad shechozer b'tshuva hu olam malei va'ikatz v'hinei chalom. And I woke up, and it was a dream. He says, yes, I know the Magen Mesharim also has something written like that, but anyway, that's the Rav Avadya, his dream. So again, not a psak, but just some advice that he got. Okay, let's continue now. Back to Maaser Sheni, even though the dreams had to do with Maaser Sheni also, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, but let's see. Second to last line here, Yudchesu Abes. Uboras Ayafe, V'chulu. So remember what were we just talking about? We said, remember the case of the Mishnah was, you have two coins. One of them is Maaser Sheni, one of them is not Maaser Sheni. You don't know which is which. They're two silver coins. So what does the Mishnah say to do? You gotta bring some copper, nechoshes, that is the value of the coins, and maybe even double the value of the coins, as we said. Switch the Kedusha from, say, wherever the Maaser Sheni Kedusha is, it should go onto this copper. And then, what do? Then I take the better Maaser Sheni coin, or the better silver coin, I don't know which one it was, now they're both chulin, and the Kedusha's on the copper. So I take the one that's less rubbed out, and I take the Kedusha, and I put it back onto that coin. And then now that coin is Maaser Sheni. The other coin is Chulin. I can use it outside of Yerushalayim. And the copper is Chulin. Good. And we said, why don't you go straight? Why don't you go straight from silver to silver? Because we don't do pidyon from silver to silver. Right? If it's the same exact currency. So says the Gemara. Baruch HaYafa. So you take the better ones. The Gemara is about to ask a question. But first we quote Chizkiah. Chizkiah is also quoted in the Bavli. Chizkiah says, Chizkiah Amar. Kishuhu mechalala oso oso kira'a. Right, we know, as I just described, in the days of old, coins went based on their silver content. And as they were used, gets a little rubbed out, and it's not what it used to be. So when I'm using silver coins that were a little rubbed out for Maaser Sheni, do I go by the original value that these coins were worth, or do I go by the actual present value of the silver content? So Chizkiah says, it depends which stage you're at. Are you going from the Maaser Sheni fruit to the money, or the money to new food in Yerushalayim that's going to be Maaser Sheni? So Chizkiah Amar, Kishahu Machalala, when you're going from money to fruit in Yerushalayim, so then Oso So Kara, you could go by the eroded value. Let's say, right, 80%, so you only have to buy 80% worth of fruit or carbon in Yerushalayim. So machalo, when you go from the money to the fruit, you go by the eroded, the lower one, kira'a. Shu machalo aleha, but when you do the original, when you're machalo from the original Maaser Sheni fruit to the coin, oso saki yafe, you treat it as if it's perfect. You treat it as if it's perfect. So if you have a 100 amount of fruit, even though the coin is not worth 100 right now, but you could consider it as if it is. As if it is when you're going from fruit to coin. So says the Gemara, if you're not at stage one, you're allowed to treat it as yafe. But if you're at stage two, when you're going from money to fruit, you're allowed to, give the lower. So, vahatanina, so why in our Mishnah does the Mishnah say that when we go from copper back to silver, why do you have to take the better coin? Take the less better coin and treat it as if. Vahatanina, baruza, yafa shemena machalalan. Right? You take the better one and go back on it, numchalan aleha, vayavar asara, vayaso, saki yafa. Why don't you take the worst one? Right? Why don't you take whichever one you want? Ki'ilu is yafa. Kilu, just like Chizkiah says, sometimes you're allowed to treat a ra'a as if it's yafeh. So why don't you do that here too? Rabbi Yona says, Ani omer hi haisa maaser sheni. So Rabbi Yona says, just before we ask Akasha on it in a second, Rabbi Yona says, what's that, a second? The nicer one might have been the maaser sheni one. So how could you take a chance? Says the Gemara, but one second, Mikol makom lo yasas l'chulin, but now it's not kadosh. That's the whole point of what you just did, right? You took the kedusha from wherever the Maaser Sheni is onto copper, and now you're going back from copper onto the silver coin. They're both chulin now. So what are you worried about? Neither of them are Maaser Sheni anymore. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yona, lo yiskavein la'asosa chulin berurin. Remember, everybody knows, and the Chazal know, that when you're going from silver to copper to silver, you're not planning on staying in the copper world. Right, that's the whole purpose. You'd rather go from silver to silver. But you can't, because that's again, so you can't be poda, even be dochek, as we said yesterday. So everybody knows, it's not really, you take a little stoppage by the copper, but you're really going from silver to silver. So it would look really bad if you end up taking the lower coin, because then it's ki'ilu you're going from silver to silver. It's ki'ilu that's happening, because you're only going to the copper for very temporarily. And if you're going from silver to silver and you end up with a lower value, inferior coin, that's not covet for Maaser Sheni. And therefore, lo yiskavin lasosa chulin berur. Remember, you're not doing it to make it chulin forever. Teda lecha shu kein. I'll prove it to you. Remember the language of the Mishnah. Ditaninan lo sheyikayim kein elachozer mechalo ala kesef. Right, you're going back and putting it back on the kesef. And therefore, because it's not a chilul gomor on the copper, it's ki'ilu, you can view it as if you're going from the silver to the silver, even though you took a detour because of what Chazal say, but because you're ki'ilu, you're going from silver to silver, you can't go from yafet to ra. Right, that's it. You can't end with the raw one. Right, that's not covered for Maaser Sheni, and therefore you go in the opposite direction. Sometimes in halacha you have, if you're going from A to C and you just have to be passing through the middle, It's a shaila about whether it's considered passing. Right? Let's say on Shabbos, I throw something from my house through the street into your house, and it goes straight through. So is that called Derech Rishus HaRabim? It never had a, it was never going to be have a Hanacha. It didn't have a Hanacha Rishus HaRabim. So do you say that like, some Tanoim, Kluta Kamisha Hunchadami, right? If it's already surrounded by a certain area, it's Ke'ilu, it rested in that area, or no? No, you just go start to finish. Akira and Hanacha. You know, don't worry about what's in the middle. You know, sometimes you have a Shaila in, you know, let's say you have in the beginning of Baba Kama, you also have. If it hadn't, the ox had an owner, and now it has an owner, but in the middle of it, it was Hefker. Right, so does it have the same rules of responsibility for Hezek as other cases? But here's another one. You're going from silver to silver, stopping with copper in the middle. So it's not really a stoppage, and therefore you have to take into account the fact that you want to end on a high. You want to end with the Yafek coin. That's what you do. Fine. Mipnei Sha'amru, why did you do this? So the Mishnah says, because you could go from silver to copper if really you need to. Mipnei Hadochek. But you can never go from silver to silver. That's what our Mishnah said. Right? The Mishnah said, Mipnei Sha'amru, Mechalan Kesef, Al Nechoshes, Midochek, Lo Sheyekayim Kein, Al Nechozer, Mechalan Al Kesef. But you can never go from Kesef to Kesef. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Rabbi Chagai Amar Kumi. By the way, Rabbi Yona used the lashon of Ani Omer. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one that we quote often, who is the one that always says Omer Ani. Omer Ani, and Rabbi Yosef Engel has his explanation of that. If you remember, we always like to mention that it's like the Talmudic La'aniyas Daiti, in my humble opinion. Omer Ani, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was very humble. But here you have Ani Omer. Ani Omer. Okay. So Reb Chagai Amar Kumi Reb Zeira. Reb Chagai says the name Reb Zeira. Menachem b'shem Reb Yochanan. And also Menachem said in the name Reb Yochanan. Kol Sha'amru, the Mishnah in Demai. This is a Mishnah in Demai. The Mishnah in Demai says, Kol Sha'amru b'demai machalalin. Whatever is allowed for Demai. Remember, Demai is Suffolk. The whole thing is b'Suffolk. Rov Amer is Masrenein. Whatever is allowed for Demai. B'vadai machalalin also midochek. If it's allowed for Demai Lachanchila, it's allowed for real Maishar Sheini B'Dievin. Right? That's the rule. Because Demai has lower standards, because the whole thing is specific. So if it's allowed for Demai Lachanchila, then it's allowed for Maishar Sheini B'Dievin. So that's a problem. Why? Because by Demai, you're allowed to do Kesef Al Kesef. It says there. And here, what did we just say in our Mishnah? You can't even do Kesef and Kesef Midochek. Right, you can't, but what's that? We just said, the rule is, the Mishnah Dabai, whatever you could do with Dabai, L'chadchila, you could do in Vadai, B'di'evid. So this is an example of, you could do this by Dabai L'chadchila, Kesef Al Kesef, and you can't even do that, B'di'evid. So, Havatarinam, one second, we learned in the Mishnah, B'chalad Kesef Al Nechoshes B'dochek. HaKesef Al Kesef, lo. Right, you could only do Kesef Al Nechoshes in a Shasat Chak. But Kesef Al Kesef, you can never do. So doesn't that violate the principle from the Mishnah in Demai? Okay, the Mishnah in Demai is, whatever you can do L'chadchila with Demai, you can do B'dievet by Vadai. So here, this is an example. You could do this L'chadchila by Demai, and you cannot do this. So the Gemara answers, okay, change the principle. Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, Omar, Kumi Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Acha B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Now this is what the principle should be. Kol Sha'amru B'Demai Mechalalin, whatever works by Demai L'chadchila, B'Vadai Ovar V'Chilo Mechulal. So by Vadai, not that you could do it in a difficult situation, but if you did it, it's Chal. Right? We thought the principle was, whatever you could do L'chadchila by Demai, you can do in a difficult situation by Vadai. No, that's not the principle. The principle is, whatever you could do by Demai L'chadchila works by Vadai B'di'eved. But not that you should do it. If you did it, if you were Mechal Kesef Al Kesef by Vadai, that works. Meaning the transfer works, but not that you should do it even in a difficult situation. And that's what the Brisa says also. That's what the following Rabbi Yochanan says. Rabbi Yudim ben Pazi, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kol she'amru b'demai mechalalin, b'vadai ovar v'chilulon mechulalin. Period. So that is the, so you see, that's the parallel by Demai. L'chadchila and b'dieved are crucial in many areas of halacha. Remember, there's a line in some Rishonim, and we don't have time to go through this in depth, but there's a line in some Rishonim, the Ritva has this line, more than once, more than twice. The Ritva has a line that says, by mitzvos, if it's a mitzvah d'araisa, there can't be a lechadchila b'dieved. Can't be. Right? By derabbanon, you can say lechadchila b'diavad. But the Ritva says there cannot be a lechadchila, and if the Torah says to do it, you have to do it. Yeah, period. You can't have a lechadchila b'diavad when it comes to mitzvahs. And that's why the Ritva says, against many Rishonim, the Ritva says, hider mitzvah must be a din derabbanon. Sukkah daf yod aleph. The Ritva says, hider mitzvah must be a din derabbanon, because it's only din lechadchila. Right, if you don't, we discussed this yesterday. Remember, Rashi Tosfos in Lulav HaGazel. That in that sugya, the Ritva says Lulav HaGazel. I'm sorry, the Hidr Mitzvah, right? Lulav Sarach Eged. That Hidr Mitzvah. The Ritva says it must be the Rabbanan. Deko bida araisa lo shani lan beilachad chila ben diavad. Wow, that's the Ritva's Yisod, and he says that in many different contexts. It's a difficult concept because it seems to me like some cases do have a difference between the lechadchila and the b'diavad. The Mishnah in Yevamos Daf Kuf, the Mishnah says there, what do you need for the process of chalitza? Chalitza. So, taking off the shoe, that you need to do. Right? If she doesn't take off his shoe, that's no good. That's for sure, you know, ma'akev. Kriyas ha'psukim, that's for sure only lechadchila. And Rakika is a machlokas, if the spitting didn't take place. Oh, what do you see from there? There are parts of chalitza. Lachar, that's a din d'araisa. The psukim say that there should be kriyas ha-psukim, right, in kiseitze. So, how does the Ritva learn that? It's difficult. There is a different formulation that some Rishonim have, Tosfos and Nida, on Daf Samach Vav, where Tosfos says, there's no such thing as lechadchila b'diavad when it comes to a matir. Not by mitzvahs, but by matirim. So Tosfos there asks, we know that when you go to the mikvah, you can't have any chatzitzas even inside your mouth. Right? Roil will be esmayim. If I have something stuck between my teeth, if I have contact lenses, right? I'm supposed to take everything out, chatzitzas even inside in what's called beis hastarim, because you need ro'ui l'bi'as mayim. You don't have to keep your mouth open in the mikvah, but it has to be potential ro'ui l'bi'as mayim, that water should be able to get in had you had your mouth open. Say, ask Tosfos, why don't you say there's a lachadchila to keep your mouth open? Right? What do you mean ro'ui l'bi'as mayim? Maybe there should be a lachadchila to keep your eyes open and keep your mouth open and let the water get in there, lachadchila. Tosfos says, because tevila is a matir. And a matir either works or it doesn't work. You can't say, oh, this is, if it allows you to do something, did it allow you, did it not allow you? Oh, if you did it in the best way, there can't be lechadchila b'diavad when it comes to matirim. So that's a more limited principle. That's Tosfos. Shaluk pida Torah, de'ein svara gabi tevila. Shaluk pida Torah eloshi itar adam. The Torah says, b'kam tar. Ve'ein lomar de lechadchila li boy. Kiva de b'diavad tar lechadchila nami lo boy. V'tal lo tevila. But by mitzvahs, we can have lechadchilas. With befeirish against. You can have, and interesting, on that list of mitzvahs, he puts chalitza. Is chalitza a mitzvah, a matir? Big sugya. Ava bila u'mikra bikurim, v'chalitza mitzvahs to do. Hilka lechadchila, levin. Okay. Vayter, we continue now in the Gemara. So, Tani, third to last line, here in the Gemara. So the Gemara is about to quote the second daya in a Tosefta. But the Gemara is not understandable unless you do the first line of the Tosefta, which the Gemara doesn't quote. So the Tosefta quotes the Tanakhama, and then the Tosefta quotes Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who we have in the Tosefta. The Tanakhama holds. So in the Tosefta, I'll read it from the Tosefta. The Tanakhama holds. Again, what are we talking about here? This is going to be the topic of money to money. Which money are you allowed to transfer on? And if you remember from the fourth parak of Bava Metzia, usually it's simple when I buy something. I give you a watch and you give me money. I know what the object is and I know what the money is. What's the peros? Peros is always the object. That's what the halachically is called, the peros. And you give me mammon. Right? Usually I buy fruit and I give you money. Right? That's simple. I buy a book. What happens if we're exchanging money? Silver, gold, copper. Then it's important to know in Bava Metzia terms, What's the mamon and what's the peros? Why? Because we know you're only kona when you do mashicha. When you pull the peros. If I pay you for something, I don't pull it yet. It's not mine yet. So let's say I'm giving you silver and you're giving me gold. What's the peros and what's the mamon? So the Mishnah is there described. That's perak ha'azov. Azov, kona, it's like kesef, right? So we're going to relate to that here. Why? Because outside of Yerushalayim, right, you're not supposed to buy fruits with your maaser sheni money. So what's called the what you want to exchange money for money? What's allowed? What's not allowed? So we're going to compare this a little bit, or maybe reject the comparison to Baba Metzia. So here we go. So the Tanakhama there in the Tosefta says, "Mechal nechoshes al hakesef." You're allowed to go from copper to silver. Why? Because copper is called peros, and kesef is called the currency, the money that you're allowed to do, and you're allowed to switch it because you're going from fruit to money, which is fine. And you're also, says the Tanakhama, allowed to go from kesef to zahav. You're allowed to go from kesef to zahav because, again, the kesef is called the fruit. Silver is the currency, right? So you're allowed to always go from fruit to money. So you're allowed to go, the Tanakhama says, from copper to silver and from silver to gold. But you're not allowed to go from gold to silver. You're not allowed to go from gold to silver. You can go from silver to copper, midochek, that's what we said yesterday, midochek, silver to copper, but you're not allowed to go from gold to silver. Why can you go from gold to silver? Because that's tantamount to, from money to fruit. Right? You can't do that. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, now that we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, in the Braisa, he's going to argue on that. Again, the crucial point of the Tanakhama was that you can't switch gold to silver. Right? Because that's Ki'ilu, you're going from money to fruit and outside of Yerushalayim, and you can't do that. Once you have Maaser Sheni money, you gotta take it to Yerushalayim. So you can't go from gold to silver. Tani, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, he argues. He says, no. Kishem Shemachal and Kesav Anachoshes, just like you could go from silver to copper, even though you're not supposed to, but Peshaz Atzchak, you can. Kach Machal and Zalbal Kesav. You could also go from gold to silver. Why? What's the yisod of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? From the fact that you could go from silver to copper, even though in Bava Metzia terms, that's the wrong direction, so to speak. So you see, by Maaser Sheni, you don't worry about these things. By Maaser Sheni, it seems like Chilul is different, and it's mutter in all directions, all different coins. Right? That's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Shita. And now, this is all in the Tosefta. Amar lo Rebbe. Rebbe defends the Tanakhama. Rebbe defends the Tanakhama and says, no. No. You can't compare. Amalo Rabbi Bibde Mama Chalin. You Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. You're bringing me a raya. Just like you could go from silver to copper, you could go from gold to silver. Amalo Rabbi Bibde Mama Chalin Kesav Al Nachoshes. You know why you're allowed to go from silver to copper? Shekin Machalin Kesav Al Azov. Because you know there are other contexts as going from silver to something else. Silver you could transfer. Silver to copper, silver to gold. That's why you could go from silver to copper, because you could also go from silver to gold. Kesef, silver, is sometimes considered peros. Silver is sometimes considered the product. Gold is never. The echalalu zav ala kesef, shem echalin zav ala choshes. There's never a precedent to go from gold to something else. So the Tanakhama holds, don't compare. Don't compare these two cases that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon wants to, from silver to copper and from gold to silver. That's Rebbe's Taina. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon answers back, last line of the Tosefta, no. Shekein Maaser Sheni Shel Zav Mechalon Oso Alamos Shebi Yerushalayim. One second. You're in Beit Shemesh and you switch the Kedusha of your Maaser Sheni fruit to gold because you want the least amount of coins. When you get to Yerushalayim, everybody agrees. You have these gold coins and you go and you want to buy a soda. You walk into the small makolet, you can give them gold coins. No. What's the first thing you do when you get to Yerushalayim? You take your gold coins, you go to the money changer and you buy. You switch it for silver and copper. You need money for the sodas. You need money for the ice cream. You need a small change. So, says Rabbi Elazar Shimon, you find that, you could be machalel zav onto copper. Right, so it's also mutter to go from Zav to Kesef in Yerushalayim. So this is a machlokes in the Tosefta. But what do you see? Says the Gemara now. Midivrei Shnehem, from both of them you see, and we're going to go with the Vilna Gaon's Girsa of this next line. Right, the Stipler says the Gemara's Girsa saves us here. He says Kilorin Leinayim. It's like a nice lotion on the eyes. Right, midivri shnehem mechalal in kesef al zahav. Everybody agrees you could go from kesef to zahav. The ein mechalal in zahav al nechoshes, and everybody agrees you cannot go from gold to copper outside of Yerushalayim. Those things are agreed upon. The only machlokes is whether you could go from gold to silver. That's the machlokas. Whether you can go from gold to silver, and that is what's discussed in the Tosefta. This is all getting us ready for the following machlokas that has to do with the opposite. Getting back to our Mishnah, there was a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What about going from silver to gold? That was a machlokas. Beis Shammai says, you can't go from silver to gold. Which is a question, why not? Why not? You have all these silver coins, you want to carry less to Yerushalayim. So Beis Shammai says, you can't switch it. Beis Hillel says, you can't switch it. Rabbi Kiva said, I switched it for these great rabbis. So we'll start this Gemara, and then we'll have to continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Amar Ela Beis Shammai Ela Basof. When Beis Shammai says you can't go from silver to gold, he just means that you can't go from Peres Ma'aser Sheni to silver to gold. Avo Betchila, but going originally from Ma'aser Sheni fruit to gold, that's okay. Of Beis Shammai Mode. Beis Shammai agrees that you can go first step to gold. You just can't go from Ma'aser Sheni fruit to silver to gold. My Tamid Beis Shammai, why does Beis Shammai say that you can't go from fruit to silver to gold? Why does he say that? He only says you can go from fruit to gold. So, again, the Gemara says, Ha Kesef. Kesef Rishon Velo Kesef Sheni. That's the Gersa that he has. Which means, at this point in the Gemara, Beis Shammai thinks you can never go from money to money. Fruit to money, one step. That's the only thing the Torah allows you to do. Ha Kesef, the Kesef, take to Yerushalayim, the Kesef, only one stage. And therefore, it's not really a problem going from silver to gold, is he going from anything to anything? So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, there are so many sources in Shas, in Mishnayos, of switching from money to money. Beis Shammai argues on all of that. The other Taninan, Hapori Tzalim Yimaz Mar Shasheni. We talk about switching and changing money from getting a silver from Moz, from Moz Mar Shasheni. V'savrinan meimar keni mastisan mitzarif selim Moz Mar Shasheni. My couldn't time at the Beis Shammai. What, Beis Shammai would reject all of that? So we'll have to see exactly what the svar is for Beis Shammai and what his machlokas is with Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beis Hashem, we will continue next time with Daf Chaf.